Minto concerned that buildings remain inadequately for persons with disabilities. Immigration convicts Congolese national for aiding undocumented children. And Guinea-Bissau's Embalo eyes re-election as cocaine trade instability thrive. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Okasabo. Born short-living to Zambia has expressed concern that a significant number of public and private buildings remain inadequately accessible for individuals with disabilities. Organization President Ntala Shechisha says the oversight critically hinders the ability of people with disabilities to fully and equitably participate in societal activities. Mr. Chisha says access to buildings is fundamentally linked to opportunities, resources, and the ability to thrive in life. Currently, many structures lack essential features such as elevators, while banking services frequently do not prioritize the needs of individuals with disabilities, said Mr. Chisha in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chisha has therefore called upon the Ministry of Infrastructure and National Planning, the Ministry of Local Government, and other relevant line ministries to expedite compliance with these accessibility directives for both public and private structures. Mr. Chisha has, however, commended the statement by Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa, mandating the enhancement of accessibility standards in all public buildings and facilities to ensure they are disability-friendly in accordance with current laws, saying it will foster inclusivity.
Accessible public facilities must include wheelchair ramps at entrances and exits, built to standard specifications, compliant washrooms, designated parking spaces with appropriate dimensions, lifts equipped with non-breakable mirrors for wheelchair user assistance, and information available in accessible formats such as Braille and large print.
Zambia has recorded the highest rate of suspected digital fraud in the consumer life cycle at the account creation stage, according to the TransUnion 2025 update. TransUnion Africa Senior Director for Fraud Product Management, Amritha Reddy, says 11.5% of all consumer account creation attempts in the first half of 2025 were flagged as potentially fraudulent. Ms. Reddy explained that Zambia's figures reflect global trends, where account creation fraud remains the most prevalent stage for digital fraud, with 8.3% of such transactions worldwide suspected to be fraudulent during the same period. The report draws on data from TransUnion's Global Intelligence Network, which analyzes billions of transactions across more than 40,000 websites and applications, as well as insights from a consumer survey spanning 18 countries. Digital fraud is increasing in Zambia with AI-driven attacks as mobile and internet penetration continue to rise. Fraud risks are expected to grow, said Ms. Reddy in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She said that among industries assessed globally, the video gaming sector recorded the highest proportion of suspected digital fraud attempts in the first half of 2025, reaching 13.5%, a 28% increase from the same period in 2024. The Mpulungu Immigration Office on November 12, 2025, secured the conviction of a 34-year-old Congolese national, Kambazo Nyanza, for aiding and abetting one of his undocumented children and failure to appear before the nearest immigration officer. Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka says for aiding and abetting, Mr. Nyanza was sentenced to pay a fine of 80,000 kwacha, or in default 2 years imprisonment with hard labor, while for failure to appear before the nearest immigration officer, he was ordered to pay a fine of 2,500 kwacha, or in default 6 months simple imprisonment. He said the suspect was apprehended on 18th November 2025 at Pendulum Fisheries Company during a routine snap check on boats arriving from Nsumbu. Nyanza presented a Zambian green national registration card claiming Zambian citizenship, but his accent raised suspicion, and he faces additional charges of aiding and abetting another undocumented child, obtaining a Zambian NRC by false pretense, concealing identity, and unlawful stay in Zambia, and these matters will come up for trial on 21st November 2025, said Mr. Nshinka in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. In a separate case, the Mufulira Magistrate Court on 14th November 2025 convicted Grace Kapambwe, 41, of house number 86 Manor Soko Avenue for harboring an undocumented Congolese refugee, contrary to Section 46B, as read with Section 56(1) of the Immigration and Deportation Act number 18 of 2010. She was sentenced to pay a fine of 80,000 kwacha, or in default, 8 months simple imprisonment. Ms. Nshinka said Ms. Kapambwe was apprehended on 27th October 2025 during a routine operation in which one undocumented Congolese national was found in her home.
Nyanza was apprehended on 18th November 2025 at Pendulum Fisheries Company during a routine snap check on boats arriving from Nsumbu. He initially presented a Zambian Green National Registration card claiming Zambian citizenship, but his accent raised suspicions. He faces additional charges of aiding and abetting another undocumented child, obtaining a Zambian National Registration card by false pretenses, concealing identity and a lawful stay in Zambia, and these matters will come up for trial on 21st November 2025. Similarly, the Mufulira Magistrate Court on 14th November 2025 convicted Grace Kapambwe, 41, of house number 86 Mena Soko Avenue for harboring.
Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency ZICSA Executive Director Gerald Chizinga has urged local manufacturers to collaborate with the agency to promote product compliance and consumer protection. Mr. Chizinga said ZICSA is ready to work closely with local manufacturers in promoting product safety. He said this in Lusaka on November 17, 2025, when his delegation visited Crown Millers Limited to appreciate the operations of the company. Mr. Chizinga said ZICSA undertakes management visits periodically to appreciate the operations of regulated entities. Mr. Chizinga said Crown Millers is doing well in terms of being compliant with the prescribed compulsory standards. Crown Millers Limited Managing Director Muhammad Shabia Patel appreciated the services provided by ZICSA. Mr. Patel said food items such as millimeal and wheat flour directly are meant for daily human consumption, and therefore it is important to comply with safety and quality standards.
I think most of the times they've come, it's just every time they're suggesting some minor changes here and there, but I think all the major issues have been resolved and sorted, yeah. But as you mentioned, it's very important, yeah, to have standards, you know, because these are actually food items relating direct to human consumption, you know, especially flour and milk. It's very fast-moving products and which are consumed on a daily basis. So it's important to have the safety standards and also quality standards in place.
In Africa News, Umaro Sisko Embalo is aiming this month to become the first incumbent president to win re-election in Guinea-Bissau in 3 decades, but his time in office has so far brought hardly stability to the country. His government has reported multiple attempts to oust him since he took office in 2020, including a coup attempt in 2022 in which gunfire rang out for hours near the compound where he was holding a cabinet meeting. The cocaine trade in the West African nation appears to be booming, with one recent report by a civil society group describing it as potentially more profitable than ever before. And the 53-year-old former army general has faced non-stop challenges to his legitimacy, with opponents insisting he did not actually win the 2019 election, and more recently that he has overstayed his constitutional mandate by several months. Coming up shortly, India's U.S. exports jumped despite 50% tariffs as trade tensions ease. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. India's goods exports to the United States rose for the first time in 5 months in October, jumping 14.5% from September, even as Donald Trump's steep tariffs remain in place. Exports to India's largest foreign market had dropped sharply last month after 50% U.S. tariffs on India, including a 25% penalty for buying Russian oil, kicked in on August 27. The improved data came as India's state-run oil firms agreed to import more annual liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, from the United States, and Trump exempted many farm goods from reciprocal tariffs that could benefit India.